how do we continue to grow our next gen? As we look around our boardroom in the next 5 years, we could see half of our state presidents not getting voted out, but just retiring and moving on, just based on age. You know, maybe their successors in the room, but maybe their successors not in the room yet. And so that's where our focus is how do we make sure that this organization is set up to be strong, not only for the next 5 years, but for the next 30 years.